Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
2018 saw some big news in climate change. The United Nations issued a landmark report saying if global emissions aren't reduced, things like food shortages and natural disasters could be coming just two decades from now.
And last month, 13 federal agencies in the U.S. released a report saying the American economy could shrink by as much as 10% by the end of the century if major efforts aren't made.
But while the Trump administration has deprioritized climate change, our next guest says renewable energy advocates in Wisconsin have reason to cheer about some major efforts around the state.
Tyler Huebner is the executive director of Renew Wisconsin, a group that advocates for more renewable energy in the state. Tyler, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with a look back at 2018. What kind of trends did you see here in Wisconsin when it came to renewable energy?
Well, nationally, there's been some tremendous trends over the past decade. The cost to install large-scale solar power is down 88%, and the cost to install wind power is down 69%, both since 2009, and that is really driving substantial changes among our power companies across the country, and now we're starting to see that in Wisconsin with really major commitments to renewable energy as we look forward.
Yeah, going back to even the 1970s, the beef against solar and wind energy was that per unit of electricity produced, it wasn't economically viable. It just cost too much to build and maintain. Are we seeing now electricity prices from renewables competitive with the coal, the natural gas, the oil?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's completely flipped. And now a lot of our utilities in the state are seeing that it's going to be less expensive to build solar and wind going forward than it has been to even operate their existing coal power plants. And so we're starting to see this shift right here in Wisconsin away from coal and towards solar and wind power.
Right. A lot of the story seems like it's been over the years about, you know, a house here, a house there, a business there. You are starting to see this happening on a utility-wide scale. Can you talk about some of the projects we've seen in Wisconsin or that are in the works?
Yeah, absolutely. And make no mistake, the economics for a homeowner, a business, a nonprofit to put solar on their roof are also fantastic. They've gotten a lot better. And so as a cost-saving measure, that is a great opportunity right now. But because the costs have come down so much, solar is starting to really scale. And now in Wisconsin, we're seeing for the first time truly what we would call utility-scale solar farms being proposed that would really replace or displace coal power plants, natural gas plants that utilities typically operate. So that's an exciting new evolution in solar in Wisconsin.
Talk about long-term goals that you're hearing from utilities when it comes to how much carbon they're going to emit over the next 40, 50 years.
Yeah, Xcel Energy, which has service in 12 states, including much of western Wisconsin, has committed to 100% carbon-free by 2050. And that really was a nation-leading commitment that they just made about a month ago. To do that. Again, the costs have come down. They're doing extensive modeling. They know kind of what it's going to take to get there. And they also said, hey, some technologies are going to have to evolve and advance for us to make this happen, but we think that that will happen over the next 30 years. In addition, our other major power companies, We Energies, Wisconsin Public Service, Madison Gas and Electric, and Alliant Energy, have also committed 80% carbon reductions by 2050. So all of our major power companies that are investor-owned, it's called, they serve about 80% of the state. They now all have targets at least in line with or surpassing the Paris Climate Agreement that was referenced earlier in the opening.
Tyler Huebner is with us, Executive Director of Renew Wisconsin, talking about the year in renewable energy and looking ahead to the future. Tyler, how much are solar and wind power reliant on subsidies, especially from the federal government at this point?
Well, there still are tax credits available, but those are phasing out. And I think that's one thing that the industries are really excited about, is that we've gotten a long-term commitment back in 2016 from the federal government to continue those tax credits but start to phase them down. And the wind power tax credits will be phasing away entirely, and the solar will be phasing down to 10%. And so, you know, as that kind of works itself out, there's going to be a lot of wind and solar built. And both of those industries think they're going to be able to compete then dollar for dollar, even with drastically reduced or no federal subsidies at all. So we are looking forward to this long-run trajectory where solar and wind just compete on cost with everything else and win. So we're excited for that future.
Is there a ceiling, though, for solar and wind in Wisconsin? People point out that, you know, the sun is not always shining, especially this time of year. The wind is not always blowing. Aren't we going to still need a baseline of fossil fuels to meet all of our electricity needs?
Well, it's really evolving. The conversation around sort of base load energy has been what we've traditionally called it. And now the future is looking much more about flexible. So how do we have resources that are flexible? And there's a lot of excitement around energy storage technologies, really pioneered in our computers and our laptops and our phones. And that technology is going to cars now, like Tesla, and a lot of manufacturers are making electric cars. And so the costs are coming down dramatically for that. And now we think we're going to be able to use that for the power grid to balance out the sunny days, the windy days, with days that aren't as sunny or windy. So it's going to be a transition, there's no question, between where we are today and where that ultimate future lies. But we're very excited about the cost reductions and the technological evolutions that have enabled this pathway to a dramatically increased amount of renewable energy for Wisconsin.
One story you might be watching, we get a lot, as I understand it, of our solar power technology, especially from China. There are these concerns about a tariff war with China. Mm-hmm. Is that something you see as a roadblock ahead?
Well, it certainly is a drag. I don't know that it's a roadblock in the sense that we aren't getting around it, but what we've seen nationally is those tariffs on not only the solar panels, but also on steel and other commodities are, you know, slightly raising the price of projects, and so therefore they are slowing down the advancement nationally of solar. So it's a much bigger thing, though, those tariffs and our interactions. We are seeing some of those solar manufacturers and new ones spring up in the United States to really beef up our domestic capability to make solar panels. So it's really a global industry, and there's a lot of evolutions going in a lot of different ways.
Now, you are on an advisory committee, as I understand it, for incoming Governor Tony Evers on general energy issues. What kind of things are you hoping to see in Wisconsin state government when it comes to renewable energy?
Yeah, well, clearly we're going to have split government. And so, you know, we do think renewable energy, there's a lot of public support for solar and wind and energy conservation and energy efficiency. So we think there's opportunity for bipartisan and pragmatic solutions to keep these industries growing and to keep these opportunities coming for Wisconsin. And in addition, it's, you know, through executive orders or through the state of Wisconsin's own buildings and our university campuses, you know, the state has a lot of buildings. That's an opportunity for the state to be a leader. And we've done that in the past. And now that the costs have come down so much for solar and wind, we're hoping the state can really be a leader and take advantage of solar and wind and working with our power companies on partnerships and contracts to expand the amount of renewable energy that's being produced and used by our state buildings and campuses.
We'll leave it there for now. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Tyler Huebner with Renew Wisconsin with us for a look at the future of renewable energy here in Wisconsin.